Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here with the latest. A warning, some may find this story distressing. A teen has had their charge upgraded to murder following the death of a pregnant woman who was hit in the head in a shopping centre car park near Perth. Police say the 30-year-old victim was allegedly struck with a piece of concrete while sitting in a car late last month. The teen will face the Children's Court later this week. Survivors of the 2002 Bali bombings are gutted following news the chief bomb maker has been released from an Indonesian prison. 52-year-old Umar Patek has been granted parole until 2030, having served less than 12 years of his 20-year sentence. More than 80 Australians were killed in that attack, and he survived and admits the news is a shock.
Yeah, when I heard the news, it's been a pretty sleepless night. Certainly not the festive Christmas gift I was expecting. You know, I got a life sentence. I lost a leg and a foot and friends. So, yeah, we're shocked. We're outraged. The families would be absolutely gutted, disappointed, and I empathise with everyone.
The Cybersecurity Minister's spoken of her pride in the country's handling of the spate of cyber attacks late this year. Claire O'Neill telling Press Club, "We didn't bow to the pressure of criminals and we didn't see the stolen material surfacing widely."
I did not see any of it printed in newspapers. I didn't see it circulating on social media. And I didn't see anyone seriously argue that Medibank should have paid the ransom and then we could have all gone off and into our fairyland thinking that that would solve the problem. And from my perspective, we stood up to a bully and we won.
And it appears working from home is slowly easing off. Perth's leading the way for workers returning to the office at 80% occupancy.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.